1-800-284-8489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this December 18th, 2024 edition. Got a couple of comments during the discussion for that last segment. Let's get to, Pat down in Wexford. Who can afford a robot? Laugh out loud. This is how they're doing it. And this is really, really smart. This is so smart. Everybody's going to be able to afford these robots. You know why? Because what these companies have done is they've hooked up with leasing companies. Number one, you don't buy the robot, you lease it. And what it is a monthly lease payment that they've tied directly to your sales in your restaurant. It's not a fixed payment. It's not $1,000 a month. What they're doing is they're working with the restaurant owners, asking for a percentage of their sales. And it's a very small percentage. It's actually cheaper than paying a waiter or a waitress, the minimum wage law, small, low minimum wage, currently have what, $3.50, $5 an hour, whatever the heck it is, plus their tips. Well, what they figured out is the hourly minimum wage minimum that they currently have, which is what the Democrats are trying to eliminate. They want to get restaurant workers to $15 an hour minimum wage and eliminate potentially the tips portion of their income. Why? Because the hourly wage they can tax. They know exactly how much money these people are making. If they work 40 hours a week at $15 an hour, it's $600 a week. For their income, you can tax them on that. Right now, $3.50, $5, whatever the heck it is, plus not really knowing and tracking their tips. The Democrats don't like people making money without paying taxes. And also, this one fair wage, this organization, they don't care about the workers. They only care about the taxes they can generate from $15 an hour minimum wage. And I got to tell you, the restaurant we were in down in Florida when we were visiting with Brian and Noreen Panabaker down there, Fort Myers area, it wasn't a high-end restaurant. We're not talking about a Ruth Chris steakhouse type of dinner. What was that place? Italian? It was Italian, wasn't it? I mean, it was like, what do we have up here that's comparable to that Italian restaurant? I can't even think of a franchise Italian place we have up here anymore. We don't have one, do we? Well, guess what? It was like, I forget, $50 dinner for two of us. Nice appetizers, a beverage, a nice meal. It was like $50. They had a robot. It was a rolling serving tray, kind of like a cart, if you will. It had our number of our table assigned to it to deliver the appetizer. After we lifted the appetizers off, it said, thank you. Do you need anything else? No, we're good. Thank you. Enjoy. And it walked, away. Well, it didn't walk. It rolled away. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've never seen this before. Well, the waitress came back. She picked up our plates for the appetizer, and she said, are you ready for your entree now? Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Here, let me fill your water. Took the appetizer plates away. About 2 minutes later, here comes the cart again. Had our entrees on it. You know what was really interesting? They had Vicky's entree on her side of the cart and my entree on my side of the cart. We just both leaned over and grabbed our dishes, our plates. That was it. Look at a recent renovated McDonald's. Have you been into a McDonald's lately? Ones that have been renovated? There's no more order takers. Oh, they still have the cash register. They still have one there at the serving counter. But basically, you go in and there's a push kiosk where you touch the screen, you order your food, you can even swipe or tap your credit debit card, pay for it, and it gives you a receipt with an order number. You stand off to the corner, order 247. Anything else? Have a nice day. You just eliminated the counter workers at McDonald's. This is unbelievable. And they don't get it. When you get into this paid sick leave bill, this is going to change. Mark my words, this is going to change the way the food service industry is handled and done here in the state of Michigan. Mark my words, folks, it's coming. You'll have your top best servers, the people who are clean, people who show up on time, they actually show up early, they clean the restaurant in the downtimes. They have a smile on their face. They are so pleasant to their customers. You actually have customers coming in and asking for a particular server. They'll keep them. The others, they'll be replaced probably with these robotic carts because the paid sick leave is devastating for small businesses. Absolutely devastating. So let's see if this lone rebel Democrat, Karen Whitsitt, gets her wish list. And it's got to happen today. It's got to happen today. The five-day layover, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, able to vote on Monday, Christmas Eve, is their last day. And they ride off into the sunset, and they are done for the year, and we can enjoy our Christmas. We can enjoy our New Year's and absolutely look forward to college bowl games on New Year's Day and then January 2nd. The new elected officials with the new power going to the Republicans, the new sheriffs are in town on Thursday, January 2nd. I'm so looking forward to Thursday, January 2nd. I'm giddy. I'm more excited about Thursday, January 2nd than I am Christmas gifts on December 25th. You know, the thing of it is, it serves these people. This is justice, folks. It serves them that they did this to themselves. They had so many bills that they could have passed in the regular session. And they didn't do it. Why? Because they were afraid if they did pass them, it would afford them the opt-out explanation to the voters. What do I mean? We opted out of voting on these bills so that it wouldn't be controversial, so that you would consider voting us back in. And guess what? It didn't happen. So now they're scrambling to get their last few bills across the line. Former County Commissioner, State Representative candidate Christian Marcus. Randy, these organizations plan on unionizing these workers, forcing small businesses to pay even more than the proposed $15 wage in the future. Just this is just the beginning. This is the slippery slope. Absolutely agree with that statement. Dave Ajima, listening, former conservative state representative, Republican National Committee man, term limited out, one of the good ones. The MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and the strategic funds are nothing but payoffs for donations. Hence, Democrats getting elected. And caps, you do not need more tax dollars. There's so many things that can be done to fix the roads. Better road mixtures, better warranties. What do we have? Schools that perform badly, worse, but always get more money. No shifts, just reductions in taxes. Here's the real problem, Dave. They have bills pending right now that are going to go to the governor's desk, where they are changing the graduation requirements. I talked about this the other day on the show. They're eliminating in the math curriculum geometry, algebra 2, and calculus. Basically, all of the advanced math classes you need to do well in chemistry and physics. They're taking them out of the curriculum. They're not going to be mandatory classes for graduation. So basically, your basic arithmetic and algebra 1, which is basically the introduction to ratios and equations, that's all you're going to have to do in order to get a high school diploma in the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the absolute final segment of hour number two. Wrapping up this story about the governor, her wish list, what's going on in the Senate. Today's the day. This is it. The 5-day layover, looking at the calendar, they have got to get it done today. All these bills in the Senate, all the bills in the House must be passed today with the 5-day layover, and then require them all to come back on Monday, December 23rd, to pass the other chamber's bills. Send them to the governor for her signing over the Christmas New Year's break. Well, guess what? Whitmer says if she doesn't get what she wants, she's not signing any of this stuff. I almost want them not to give her her demands, so she ends up vetoing all these bills. That would be an absolute blessing from God. Because she said point blank, if she does not get economic development reform legislation and a long-term road funding package by the end of the year, she's not signing any more bills. Karen Whitsitt, the rebel Democrat from Detroit, she's saying she does not want to vote and will not vote on any bills. None. Unless she gets her wish list. She ends up actually, in my opinion, Karen Whitsitt, the lone Democrat from Detroit, state representative, she has more power right now in the House than the Speaker Joe Tate does. Why? 56 votes required of the Democrats to pass any of this stuff. And two of the issues that she's come out and stated publicly that she wants now to be voted on, the tip wage law and the paid sick leave law. Well, guess what? Those are Republican issues. The next one, road funding, Republican issue. In addition, supplemental spending, money, bribing all 110 members of the House with this is money that you're taking back to your district for your pet projects. And she wants a water affordability for poor, low-income individuals to get assistance with paying their water bill. And it also, by the way, I looked that bill up, no more shutoffs. You don't pay your water bill, they can't shut your water off. $2 for those that are paying their water bill, mandated donation to a fund for low-income people who can't pay their water bill. While those who do pay their water bill, they're going to fund a fund that will take care of the people who can't afford to pay. And then finally, she wants public safety. I don't know if that means more police. I don't know if that means more officers in the schools. I'm not sure exactly what that is. I haven't taken the time to research it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then we have our little freshman gay state representative, Noah. If he doesn't get his hate crime bills, he's not voting. This whole thing, I think, is going to fall apart. That's what I'm predicting. I think Joe Tate is in trouble, not able to herd the cats this final day in Lansing today. I mentioned earlier, it's our daughter Sherry's birthday today. Well, guess what, Sherry? You're giving me a birthday present. What these Democrats are doing in Lansing, girlfriend, this is a great day in the state of Michigan. Because I think it's all going to fall apart. I can't wait for hour number two tomorrow to be able to report on what happens this afternoon down in Lansing. When I get off the air at noon, we're out of here. We're heading up to Sheboygan. We're going to go see Dr. Gary, his chiropractic office. He's got some new laser light technology. I'm going to get some treatments on my shoulders. We're going to stop by MAGA Water, get a refill on that. And then we're heading down to the new Iron Pig Smokehouse South location. We have a little private party we've been invited to by Ian and other friends, supporters. We're going to go down and check out the new restaurant, check out the menu, probably do some tasting, and looking forward to that. I'll be on the road all afternoon and looking forward to hearing tonight when I get home. I'll start reading all the stories about committees, about bills, first, second, third readings, and seeing what ends up actually going to the other chambers. House bills going to the senators, Senate bills going to the state reps, and what it will look like then for tomorrow and Friday and Monday. Final hour of today's show. We're shifting gears. We're going to go to Washington, talk a little bit of national stuff. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.